Hello, it's Rob.
Hi, Rob. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was actually following up regarding the account and the past due payment. We're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to process that. Like I told you, I had canceled it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering because the notes say that day that we spoke that you were going to call back the next day to update it, and I think perhaps you just got busy and forgot.
Yeah, I didn't. I had told you I had to think about it, and then I would possibly call you back to update it. Wasn't sure if I was going to go with a different company or use you guys. My biggest question is, so I'm paying you guys monthly or fees, right? And what are what do those monthly fees include?
It includes the first page placement on Google and Bing, the programming into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform, making sure that Star Crew Concrete comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, and then also the call tracking number and the metrics on it, so meaning the dashboard where you can track your results.
Okay, and this goes on, and how much is this a month again?
It's $129.
Okay. What do I do to update my, let's say, the profile on my business website? Because I don't like it at all. Like, it needs to be completely redone.
Yeah, you and I talked about this. I'm happy I notated it because last we spoke, your website is not through Local Splash, but if you're not happy with the website, you can have us put one together for you. And because you're a loyalty client of ours and you've been with us for 4 years, I wouldn't charge you extra to do that. So if you wanted to use your same web domain, we could do that, and you could just give us access to it. If you don't have access to it, then we would just buy a new domain for you.
I do. I do have access to the web domain.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
So my computer guy has all that information. I do not.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to talk to him this afternoon and see if I can get him to give you guys a call to update. I'm a little frustrated on just the amount of phone calls that I get. I do not get many phone calls off of the website. I feel like it should be generating more leads than what it does. So, I'm not sure why, and I'm also not sure why I'm on like the third page of Google instead of the first page. Especially around the Hartley area, my area, like I feel like that's a little bit uncalled for, but.
So what we promise is first page placement. So absolutely the entire time that you've been with us, you're on the first page. There's no question about that. But if
you're not today,
then that's because of the failed payment. Because you have to understand one thing, Robert, is that Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens 5, 6, 7 times in one day. So when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there's no active programming taking place. So that will affect you, right?
I have never seen my business on the first page. Never.
So let me give you an idea because I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,447 times, and you've had 937 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Listen to me. I don't, hold on. And that's half of those are scam calls, okay? People are going on my website, scamming me and then calling me and telling me that I don't have all the keywords to Amazon and Alexa and all those things. They can see that I'm missing words, okay? So all the people that you're seeing active are not leads.
I'm not saying they all are, but I will tell you that Google tracks it, and it's showing of the 2,447.
I realize that Google tracks that, but you can't go off of that by thinking that's going to be leads. Because I get 10 phone calls a day telling me that my business doesn't have all the right keywords in it and it's not up to date and it needs to be, you know, checked out and whatever, and I get 10 of those, and I might get one lead that day. So
yeah, and you're right. Those are scam calls. If they're telling you that you're, you know, not programmed or not ranking or not on directories or anything, they're telling you that to scare you, because if they tell you the truth, then, you know, you have no reason to talk to them. But all I'm saying, and I appreciate what you just told me, because I understand that all 2,447 impressions aren't actual clients. Some of them may be scam companies looking up, you know, cement contractors near me so they can go on there and call you and you know, try to sell you things, right? But there are keywords where Google tracked, you know, you were found under cement work near me, you were found under concrete, concrete contractors, Delaware, concrete contractors in Delaware, concrete contractors near me. So there's all these different keywords on the dashboard, which shows, you know, actual clients that are putting in what they need to actually find you, if that makes sense, you know. So the one thing we can do is, once the payment gets up to speed, is I can have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that would help you further, you know, we could have them perform those behind the scenes, ramp up weekly posts for you, meaning, you know, that way you become more relevant to Google, and then perhaps, you know, send you that review generator email, because you have an excellent, you know, 4.5 star rating on Google, but there's only 4 reviews on there. So sometimes that will affect, you know, conversion. If there's guys up there next to you that have, you know, 22 reviews and you have 4, sometimes that will affect who the end user will call, right?
Yeah.
So we can send you an email that will help you with that also. And then that also makes you more relevant to Google and gives you better results as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have, I'm gonna call my computer guy and see if I can get the information on the domain and stuff, and then I'll give you guys a little bit. I'll get that set up, and then I'll process payment right away then. So.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Oh, you know what? It's so funny. It says here that, actually, let me look at this, because you have starcrewconcrete.org, but let me see here. Okay, so starcrewconcrete.com, it says that we originally purchased that domain for you, but we transferred it to you back on October 4th, 2022. So that's whenever the new guy, you know, took over and built the site on it. But yeah, once you get those credentials back, then definitely we can, you know.
If you guys originally had gotten the domain, why can't you just get it back?
Not sure, because I don't do the web programming. All I do is collect failed payments. But I'll ask that department and see if we still have access to it. Because whatever happened, yeah, back on. Yeah, because if so, then it'd be so much easier. Then we could just, you know, go back and use the same credentials we had before, unless the new guy or woman changed the credentials, which we don't know. But I can definitely look into it for you.
All right. Do that if you can.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.